Albert Schweitzer said, example is not the main thing in influencing others. It is the only thing. Albert Schweitzer is that wonderful man who went into the jungles and set up a hospital and thought to bring health and happiness and abundance and joy into the lives of many people. And of course, that's not really true. He went down to the jungles to be himself and have fun, to work with these people and show them the magic of thinking positive thoughts, the magic of being dynamic, positive people, the magic of living in the now. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the thought for today. Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing. Think about that. What is the example that we have in life? The example we have are our parents. The example we have are our friends, the people that we're allowed to have in our world or that we create in our world. The example we have are our relatives, our teachers. The example we have are the books that we read. Now, could you imagine if someone had a perfect set of examples, that they might indeed have a perfect life? Ooh-hoo, how about that? How do you have a perfect set of examples in life? Where do you find them? Where do you get them? Well, the first place if you're going to look, is right inside yourself. You look right inside yourself and you find that perfect example right there. And it's always waiting for you. It's always there, and it's always just so wonderful. And I walked down the path here a little ways after sitting there for about 10 minutes talking, and here is my wonderful golden retriever, Rex, sitting here surveying this countryside, waiting for me to come along, saying, I know you'll be along, because together we do happy things. And that's true. Okay, now, how do we find examples that influence our life? Or, if you want to put it another way, how do we be an example that influences the lives of our creation? Rex is my creation. I give him loving hugs. I give him loving pats. I tell him how much I love him, maybe 2 or 3 million times a day. Every time I get a hold of him, I say, you're so wonderful. And that example, he gives right back to me. Well, golden retrievers are like that. They're very loving dogs. They're very wonderful dogs. Not all of them. There are some golden retrievers who live in a negative society, a negative environment. And those golden retrievers are not really very nice. They think they must protect things. They think they must take care of things. Now, Rex is a retriever. And as a retriever, he goes out and brings me rabbits sometimes, brings me squirrels. And he doesn't hurt them. He doesn't bite them. He just brings them to me. Probably scares the living daylights out of them, but he brings them to me. And then I say, okay, now let's let the guy go. Now you wait, let him get a chance to get away. And you go chase him again. But meanwhile, the little fellow has gotten to his hole, and he's out of the playground of my Rex. Yes, an example is a wonderful thing. When I'm petting one of the other dogs, Rex comes over and wants to be petted too. When I am telling Rex to sit, all the dogs sit, because they've learned that when they hear the word sit, they're supposed to sit, and there is no discussion. There is no tomorrow or later or when I get around to it, but sit. Occasionally, Rex will walk to the side of the table where I have his leash so that when he sits, I can have him hooked to the wall. And even now he does that, and I haven't had to hook him to the leash for months now. And it's just wonderful. But you see, that's an example. It's an example. Now, is the example with anger or hatred or malice that he is hooked to the wall with the leash? No. It's with joy, because when he's there, he gets a treat. When he's there, he has my hand fall down out of my chair and sort of pet him on the head or the back. And he knows that. And he knows that that loving gesture is there. And what a wonderful example. Now, so you and I were raised in a world where the examples might not have been a number one. They might not have been the type of example that would show everybody. And yet, people would say, wow, you had a good life. Wow, you were raised by loving parents. Wow, you had these great experiences. You're so fortunate. You're so lucky. No, we created that. We created each one of those experiences because in our heart, that's who we are. Deep down, not so deep, right on the surface, actually, of our heart, we are that loving, gentle, wonderful being. And so, because we are that, then that is what we shine out. That's what we give out into our world. That's what we do. What kind of an example are you to the world about you? Forget it. What? Yeah. What kind of an example are you to the world about you? Isn't that what Albert Schweitzer was pointing out? Not really. He was pointing out, be your own example. Be your own example. It's the only thing. Be your own example. When you see cake on the table and you're serving it, you cut the cake and you let someone else serve it. And that way, you will get a piece of cake that will be exactly fine like you cut, but you will not be getting the one that's a teeny weeny little bit bigger than the others, you know? Or maybe you will. When you give freely, when you are a perfect example, then it always comes back. Then it always comes back in a very wonderful and a very powerful way. So, as we live our life, as we live our life as an example to ourselves, all of our world looks on and says, hey, you're a happy guy. That's right. I'm an example of happiness. I live happiness and I am happiness. And then I go to the store and I buy an item. Oh boy, you have good taste. That's right. I have good taste. It's not that I go and buy everything that's there. I buy what pleases me. I buy what delights me, and I don't need to buy everything. I buy one item, and that one item is the quality item. That one item is a great item. It's an item that pleases me and delights me. And you see, other people, oh, they just got to go buy, get so many things and do so many things. And then they say, oh, look at the load I got to carry. Well, you know, you buy a little PDA, a little palm computer, and it only takes up the size of your palm, weighs hardly anything, and you carry that, you can stick it in your pocket, and you've been shopping. Oh, you were shopping? What did you buy? Oh, a little palm computer. A computer? Well, it's a little one here in my seat. See it? And, oh, how wonderful. And what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to keep all my dates and my deadlines. I'm going to keep all my programs in there, and I'm going to have books that I want to read, and I can have them in there, and I can send out emails with this. Man, hey, well, you don't need a computer anymore. Well, a computer is a little larger, and it lets me work on a little grander scale. And also, I can take the things from my computer and pop them on my PDA, and then I can look at them at a future time. For instance, if I have umpty dump emails and I don't have time to look at them, I look at them later. And if they have attachments, well, I've learned that most attachments are not too valuable anyhow. And it works out great. Yes, there are many wonderful things that we do by example. There are many wonderful ways that we learn to live by example. We learn to be happy. We learn to be joyous. We learn to be thrilled with ourselves. And as we are thrilled with ourselves, everyone who is in our world is thrilled too. Everyone in our world says, hey, I like that person. I like that woman. I like that guy. Wow, they're nice to be with. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm just being me. I'm not trying to be humble or not humble, but I'm just being me. And hey, that's just the way it is. There's no big deal about that. You see, when you do that, then you are truly doing the most important thing in the world. The most important thing to influence others in the world, you have first influenced yourself. When I learn to influence myself, when I learn to set the cause in motion for a happy life, for a fulfilled life, for a rewarding life, for an I can do or I do life, wow, it is just wonderful. It is just thrilling. It is just so rewarding and lots of fun. These are the things that make the world go round. These are the things that make us feel fulfilled, rewarded, and happy. Yeah, we want to influence others. We want to teach others good things. We want to make others behave. We want to have others wake up to who they really are. Forget it. When I wake up to who I am, when I do the things that please me, when I live my life according to the principles that are most important to me, then everyone in my world is doing the same thing. It just seems so strange, but you know, everyone in my world is a mirror of me. So if I'm doing happy things, everyone in my world is doing happy things. If I'm doing joyous things, everyone in my world is doing joyous things. If I am rich, everyone in my world is rich. If I am having a great time, everyone in my world is having a great time. I have not the capacity in my vision to see anything outside of me that is not inside of me. Whatever is inside of me, I see shining out all over in the world around me. Whatever is inside of me, I see everywhere I look. So if I look and I find happy, loving, joyous, beautiful people, then that's what I am. Then that's how I can live my life in such a beautiful way that everybody in my world is gaining by the blessing of who I am. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's really a wonderful thing when you realize that the best way for us to influence others is to be an example of that influence. We would like to be there. If a mother wants to influence her daughter on how a good mother is, then the mother is a good mother. If the father wants to influence the children on what a good father is, then he is a good father. Whatever his interpretation of father may be. Teacher in school is wanting to influence the children in her class. And so she gets excited about 2 + 2 = 4. She gets excited about geography. She gets excited about dinosaurs. She gets excited about teaching. And then the students get excited about revealing that they already know all of those things in their mind and their heart. And what a wonderful teacher that is. And what wonderful students they are. What a wonderful parent that is. And what a wonderful child that, what a wonderful parent that child one day will become, yeah? Or is already. When the children play their game of mama and papa, and they sit around and serve tea or do whatever they do, they are a reflection of what their mother and father are. And as a reflection of what their mother and father are, then the parents have indeed become the living example of all that is good and beautiful. You see, it's not going out and changing the world. It's not going out and influencing others. It's influencing ourselves first. And when we influence ourselves first, our world is a mirror shining back to us what we have influenced in the world. Kind of fun, isn't it? Kind of a wonderful opportunity, privilege, responsibility, joy. How blessed we are. Yes, how blessed we are. Now, think of these things. They're wonderful. They're fantastic. And as you think on these things, realize that that's who you are. You are that which you would love to see in the world around you. And as you are that which you would love to see in the world around you, then that's exactly what's in the world around you. Have a lovely day, and take this thought for today and make it yours, as I have made it mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.